God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
For yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease. Tell your neighbor, a little while. You're only going through it for a little while. Then it's going to be over. He said, and the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for that person, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Or. In other words, God is saying, if you stay faithful, he's going to deal with your enemies. Don't you let your enemies pull you down. God's going to deal with your enemies. Everybody that comes against you. Don't pray for it. Don't even wish for it. But it's just going to happen. Listen to God. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken off your shoulder. Some of you have burdens that other people have put on you. As a child, they told you you never amount to anything. You walking around with that burden, always in failure because you got that burden on you. You're never going to have anybody. Got that burden. So you feel insecure. You feel worthless and useless. You have all these burdens on you. Never going to have the right kind of job. Burdens. Listen to God. He said, in that, and it shall come to pass in that day, in the day I move for you, that the burden of the oppressor shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke will come off your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. There's a new anointing coming to the church. Not one to lift the preacher, not one to deify the bishop, but the anointing is coming to set you free. Get yourself ready. There was a scene, in Martin where they had won a car, and Tommy was driving the car, and Shaniqua, Shanane and Bone Quisha and all them were in the car. And Shanane was drinking a 40. And Tommy said, well, you're drinking all the 40. She said, I'm just getting ready for the club, Tommy. I'm getting ready for the club. And it dawned on me that people who are the most successful at the party are those who practice party stuff before they get there. See, the reason why praise is not as loud in church is because you come in dry and wait for them to set you on fire. You got to get on fire before you come in here. You got to start praising him while you're at home getting showered and ready. You got to give him a praise while you're putting on your socks and your shoes. You got to thank him for his faithfulness while you're in the car driving him. You got to have so much praise stored up in you so that when you get around the rest of us, we sing like nightingales. In order for the anointing to be valid, in order for it to work, you need new friends. Tell your neighbor, you need new friends. No more Barney friends. I love you, you love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from. We ain't had no Barney growing up. Barney wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes in the hood. That's why our kids today are just as punkish as could be. We ain't had no Barney, no Elmo. We stole our cookies. We went to the store and shoplift. Between Andre, Mikey, and Ty and myself, one of us did the stealing and the rest of us did the detouring. We talked to the store owner. We know we ain't had no money, but that made it free for the other one to steal. We ain't had no Barney and no Big Bird and all that mess. That's why we were survivors. We ain't had no Tinky Winky. We had Popeye. Popeye was Pentecostal. Popeye said, I stood all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. You need people. Now let me tell you something. The Bible teaches that you and I are supposed to soar like eagles. In the words of Isaiah the prophet, they that wait upon the Lord get stronger. They mount up with wings like eagles. In essence, the metaphor says we should soar above our problems. Now, in order for you to soar, there are four principles. There are principles that you must master in order to fly. These principles come from the aeroplane. The aeroplane operates with four forces. One is weight, one is lift, one is thrust, and one is drag. And this is how we must assess the people in our lives. Weight refers to the force of gravity. It pulls in a downward direction. It pulls towards the center of the earth. The plane needs gravity so it will not continue to rise up to an uncomfortable and unsafe height. However, there are people in your life that weigh you down. And you need to identify the weights. The Bible says you must lay aside weights. And while the text does deal with individual and personalized weights, I also think that it means people who weigh you down. They're always telling you about their problems. You're the first person that they want to drop off baggage. They have a whole God who runs everything, and they saved it up for you since last week. Oh, I can't wait to tell you what happened last week. Tell them it's time for a new thing. I don't want to hear you anymore. There are people who weigh you down. Secondly, lift is the force that acts at a right angle to the direction of motion through the air. It lifts. Lift is created by air pressure. There are people who lift you. They take your situation and look for a positive influence and begin to deal with the positive. You feel lifted when these people are in your life. They lift you above the circumstances. They lift you above the burdens and the bondage of the devil. The third is thrust. Thrust is the force that propels a flying machine in the direction of the motion. Engines produce thrust. There are people in your life that thrust you forward. They take you in the mediocre state and they push you until you get to excellence. Some people are gifted to thrust you, even willing to thrust you beyond their own experience. That's a real friend. And finally, you have drag. Drag is the force that's opposite of motion. It's caused by friction and differences in air pressure. There are people who drag you. Every time you see them, your joy is gone. Now, for some reason, saints of God, you don't want to get rid of these people because you have more compassion than God. But there's a new sheriff in town. And he is going to move everybody out your life that drags you and pulls you down. You are only going to have thrusters and lifters when he's done. Because God has saved you. You've been a Christian all these years, and you're no higher than you were when you first came in. You have the wrong people in your life. It's time for a change. God is doing something new. But you've got to be willing to get rid of the dead wood. Those who mean you no good. Stay away from gossipers, Amorites. Amorite means negative speech. Stay away from the gossipers. Stay away from the Hittites. Hittites means fear. Stay away from people. All they do, they talk about fearful things. Child, I'm telling you, I had a little bump on my leg the other day. I just knew it was a tumor. Do you see this mole? Is this mole, is it getting bigger? Is it discolored? It's a skin tag. My hair. What's wrong with my hair? My hair falling out. Buy another bag and be quiet. Stop thinking you have a condition. Oh, my God, it's all falling out. Negative people, fearful people. I'm not going to church tonight, praise the Lord. I'm staying in when it's safe. 32 locks on the door. 32 locks on your door. And the hood, he waits outside and takes your keys. Little 12-year-old giant, give me the keys. Give me the keys. Still on diapers, give me the keys. They didn't do all that stuff when you baby boomers were around. That's because old people hit you. You think they carried those canes because they were crippled. They were like, you ain't taking my money. But there's so much fear today that everybody gives up the money. And you give up your joy without a fight. Because you hang around spiritual punks who have taken everything from the devil and they pass it off to you. They drag you down and make you a coward. Those people in Numbers said, we can't take this land. They said, we can't take it because of the Amalekites in the south. The Canaanites, Jebusites, and Hittites are in the mountains. And the Anakins, the giants, are there. And we are like grasshoppers in their sight. Caleb stood up at the age of 40 and said, we can take it. He said, let's go up at once. He said, their defense is gone from them. All God is looking for is some Calebs and Joshuas. Now, aren't you tired of Christianity as usual? The obligatory chapter a day. Listen, and I want you to hear me well. The chapter a day doesn't teach you about God. The chapter a day teaches you about the things of God. To learn about God, you've got to go through and have him walk with you. The Bible says that God will supply all that you need. That's what it says. But until you've been in need, you don't know what that means. Somebody in here can take that passage in Philippians and apply it to their life and say, I know exactly what that means. Because we were in need and God met our need. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my God's in charge.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12317P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.